Good morning, everyone. This is a wonderful period of the year that I love when it comes. Tomorrow's my birthday, but today is the Lord's birthday that we celebrate. We don't know when it occurred, but we nevertheless celebrate the fact that he did come. And I love the time, for there's many images, the past Christmases that I've had the pleasure to enjoy with my family. Last night I was looking through 45 years of pictures and I thought, well, maybe I'll try something different this year and put together a collage of pictures that I've taken over the years and make it into a slideshow and present it to my family later this afternoon when we all get together. But one of the things that really amazes me is that we are creatures that have stored images in our minds and our hearts, and that we are affected very much by images. And we need to guard against images that shouldn't be there. And I've looked over my past and I look at the images of pictures of days gone by and I'm thinking, well, what was in my heart and mind at that time? I see just a still photo of something, but I'm not sure what was in my heart other than the fact that I know beyond a shadow of doubt that I love the Lord, but I haven't always been the father that I should be, the husband, the brother, the church member I should be. And it seems like during those times when I haven't been what I should be, there was images of things in my head that shouldn't be there. And I have often prayed over the years that the Lord would help me to have a proper image of him. There's a verse in the Bible, in Hebrew, or verses in Hebrews 1:1-3, I'd like to read, and a few others, to try to bring a little bit of that to light. God, who in sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had laid by himself, purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So we see that the Lord himself is the expressed image of God, the Trinity, the holiness, the righteousness, and that is a image that I hope that I hold dear in my heart, and I keep in mind that he was sinless. He did not have any bad images in his mind and his life. He lived a perfect life. And while we battle images, we know that the ones that are bad comes into us through portals in our soul, which is the old nature, and those are the images that we need to ask the Lord himself to crucify and to put away. But the Lord never had any images in his heart and mind. Even when Satan tempted him after 40 days of fasting, he properly expressed the right images of righteousness in the Word of God and in doing what was right. And he is our example. He is everything to us, and we behold his glory, that he came to save us, and that we need to keep those images of his person in us. We don't know what he looks like, but we know that he's holy and righteous. We know he's the perfect man, the perfect Son of God, the perfect Son of man, and that he will return one day, it says, and take us home. And he will return in the clouds and on a white horse and take us home. So in the meantime, we have some beautiful verses in Revelations and other parts of the Bible to help us to await that time. And while we're here, we need to beg God for help in fighting images in our hearts and in our old nature. In Colossians 3:10, it says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him." So we have an image of Christ in us, in the new nature. Certainly not in the old nature. And in Revelations 24, in the whole book of Revelations, there's a lot of images. And it's amazing to me that we have images of Satan's beast and his the system that he's bringing to the world to captivate our minds. Technology is being used many ways to try to capture our imaginations and distract us from what is true. And we need to fight that. The images of the beast in Revelation 13 and 17, to me, is a system. Many would like to, well, there it is, you know. We know where it is, but yet it is inside of us. There is a beast system inside of our old nature that we have to fight. In Revelation 24, it says that we need that image to be beheaded so that we can live in the new nature. And it says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. We're reigning right now with Christ. And Jesus Christ has a kingdom right now. And he gives us beautiful images of that kingdom in Revelation 21 and 22, that it's available right now to all of God's people. We're to be inside that holy city. And if we're outside, we're in darkness. So that can't be a picture of heaven. That city is what's available to us now. If we're on the outside, I believe, are worshiping in our old nature. Because as soon as we follow our old nature and the images of the beast system and all, we are ejected outside of that city where the dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and all are, and we cannot be inside. So the Lord is the light inside, that he's the image of the express image of God, and that we can have that close relationship through our new nature being the image of him inside of us. And it's amazing that Satan is trying to distract us in so many ways with seven-headed beast, with a great whore that sits on many waters. All these things that are in Revelation 13 and 17 are images of his system to distract us. And that whereas Jesus is the expressed image of God, his church is the bride of Christ, and we have a new nature inside. And if we properly worship him in spirit and truth, I believe that we are in the camp of saints, and we are in that holy city, and that Satan, when he comes against us after being loose, it says in Revelation, for a season, to come against the camp of saints about in that holy city, we are properly worshiping. We are beheaded. There are, not everyone in the Word of God that is talked about has been beheaded. Some died of other ways. But what I believe that verse is trying to teach us in Revelation is that we submit ourselves to asking Christ to crucify our old nature, or to behead us so that our old nature will not be receiving images that are improper and distracted. So let's keep that in mind so that we can rule and reign with him now and look for the appearing of his coming. And I believe that's something that we need to do every day, is be found looking for his coming and properly worshiping him. and not following what Satan would have us do, because he would have us not to violate all the Ten Commandments. And we need to guard ourselves against that. So once again, I ask the Lord for me. I know myself that I need help with proper imaging, and the only solution is to be beheaded and ask and pray God for help and live in the new nature, which is the proper image of Christ in us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for what you have brought for us, Lord, and given us righteousness, peace, and joy. Your kingdom is here and now, and we ask that you would help us to properly worship you in spirit and truth, that we would not worship the image of Satan and his fallen system that's going to be judged and sent to the lake of fire, Lord. We ask that you would not, that you would help us to have in our right hand and our forehead those things that are proper and holy, and not be found fallen Satan in his images that we see in Revelation. Please forgive us for our sins. Please bless this nation to repent. Lord, there are so many things that we need and are in need of. We need truth and justice. I beg thee that there would be truth and justice and accountability coming our way, Father, that we would repent and turn to thee, Father, because we are wayward. And just as the stories in the Old Testament of Israel going astray, we are there, Lord. We are your people, called by your name, and we need help, Father. Please bless the rest of the service. Bless those that are sick. And thank you for this time of remembrance of your Son being born in this world, whenever that was. But nevertheless, you did come. And we thank you for living that perfect life and taking our death in those 3 hours of darkness when you were made to be sin, who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of him. Please forgive us our sins. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen.